So let's review. After completing the story of Nakdim and Ben-Gurion, the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. And also for a town where no rains fell, as the Pasuk says, and I will cause it to rain on one city, and on one city I will not cause it to rain, and on one field will be rained upon, etc. The affected city fasts and cries out, and the surrounding cities fast but do not cry out. B'Kiva says the surrounding cities cry out, but do not fast. Regarding the pasuk v'mtarti al ir achas, val ir achas loyamter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, v'shtein l'klala, both cities are cursed, because one will get too much rain, which will ruin the crops, and the other will not get enough rain, and no crops will grow. The Gemara now quotes four examples of Amar Yehuda Levracha, where Rabbi Yehuda found something positive in an otherwise negative pasuk. Heis Yerushalayim l'nida v'neim, Yerushalayim has become like a nida in their midst, in that she is forsaken. However, man nida yesh la heter, af Yerushalayim yesh la takana. Just as a nida eventually becomes permissible, Yerushalayim will be restored. Hayesa ka'almana, Yerushalayim has become like a widow. However, Yerushalayim is only ki'almana, like a widow. B'loy almana mamish, but not an actual widow. Alke isha shahalach baile medina sayam, v'dayti lachzor leo. She's like a woman whose husband has traveled across the ocean, but will return. And I have made you despised and low. However, this has a positive aspect. They will not appoint us to be tax collectors at the river or police officers. Hashem will smite Israel like the reed that sways in the water. However, it has a positive aspect, as Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Teva klala shekil achiyah hashalaini as Yisrael, yesi mibracha shebirchin bil marasha. The curse of achiyah hashalaini is better than the bracha of bil marasha. Achiyah hashalaini kilan bekana. And this pasuk, v'hika Hashem es Yisrael, kasha yonet hakana b'mayim, achiyah hashalaini compared them to a reed. And bil marasha birchin be'erz. In the following pasuk, ka'arasim alimayim, like a cedar near the water. Bil marasha compared them to a cedar. Now, the reed has the following advantages. It stands in a watery place and grows back when it's cut. Because of its numerous roots, even if all the winds in the world come and blow on it, they cannot move it from its place. Rather, because of its flexibility, it sways in the wind, and when the wind stops, the reed straightens right back up. So to Klal Yisrael, despite all the persecutions, persists and survives. However, the cedar, despite its size and strength, has the following drawbacks. Ein amid b'makamayim, ve'ein gizim achlef, ve'ein shirashim merubin, afel kalarucha shabayim neshuz bayi, im aziziz eisim kaimai, kivin shanash bayi ruach deraimis, akarte v'afachte alpanav. Although most winds cannot move it, the strong southern wind uproots it. A person should always be soft like a reed and not hard like a cedar. That's why the reed merited to be used as pens to write scrolls of Torah, prophets, and writings. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah, which said, so to a city suffering from pestilence or collapsing buildings, that city fasts and cries out, and the surrounding cities fast but do not cry out. Kiva says the surrounding cities cry out but do not fast. The Brisa clarifies, the Mishnah is referring to Briois v'loy Ru'ois. We fast when sturdy buildings are collapsing, because it's unusual, but not if weakened buildings are collapsing. She'enin Ru'is Lipol v'loy Ru'is Lipol. Or we fast if walls that were not expected to fall collapse, but not if they were likely to fall. The Gemara explains these terms are not redundant, because there can be b'riyos that are ru'is lipol, sturdy walls that are likely to fall. For example, the naflu machmas gavahu, they're extremely tall, or the kaiman aguda nahara, they stand at the water's edge. There can also be ru'is that are in a ru'is lipol, weakened walls that are not likely to fall. Kehi ashisa ru'uyu de kaiman ba'asra t'lei sushnin, a weakened wall that stood in its place for many years in this weakened state. The Gemara relates of several Amiram, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Huna, they would not walk near Ashisa Ru'uya, a weakened wall, or into a base Ru'uya, a dilapidated house. However, they were not concerned when Rav Ada Bar Hava went along with them to Nafesh Schluse, because his merits were great. In one incident, as soon as Rav Ada Bar Hava left, the house collapsed. Rav Ada Bar Hava was upset that his merits had been used this way, because Rav Yanai taught, La'aylam al yamad odem makam sakana, b'yemer ois l'ines, shema ein ois l'ines. A person should never place himself in a dangerous situation and expect a miracle to save him, because he may not merit a miracle. Even if a miracle will be performed for him, it will be deducted from his merits, as we find Yaakov Avinu said, my merits have been diminished by all the kindness you have done for your servant. Rav Ada Bar Hava's great merit was due to his many good deeds, as when Rav Ada Bar Hava was once asked, what caused you to merit long life? He responded, I never got angry in my home. I never walked in front of someone greater than me. I did not think Torah thoughts in soiled places. I never walked 4 amas without learning or without wearing tefillin. I never slept or even napped in the Beis Medrash. I never rejoiced when anyone else stumbled. I never called others by a nickname. Some say the final item is I never called anyone by their last name if it was somewhat derogatory. The Gemara earlier related that Rav Huna, in his humility, would not rely on his own merits, even though he certainly had many, due to his many good deeds, as the Gemara now relates. When he was an older man, they would take him out in a golden chair, and he would inspect the entire city. If he found any walls that were likely to fall, he would have them knocked down so that an approaching storm would not knock it over onto someone. If the owner could not afford to rebuild it, Rav Huna would pay for it himself. Also, every Friday, Rav Huna would have all the leftover vegetables purchased and thrown into the river, so that the merchants would not suffer a loss and continue to bring enough produce to the market every Friday. The Gemara says he didn't give the leftovers to the poor, because they might rely on him and not come to the market, and if there were no leftovers, they would have nothing. He didn't give it to animals, because he held, food fit for people should not be given to animals. Another example of Rav Huna's righteousness is that when he had some medicine that was not easy to obtain, he would fill a jug with it and hang it on the back of his door and say, whoever needs can come take. Some say that Rav Huna knew the ways of the demon Shifta, who Rashi says attacked people who ate without washing their hands. Therefore, he would hang a jug of water outside and say, whoever needs to wash can wash here. When he would eat a meal, he would open his door and say, whoever is in need of food, let him come and eat. Rava said he could do all the above, except for this last one, because there are so many poor people in Mechuzah.